This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're about to hear a phone call between Colby Ryan and Lori Vallow Daybell that was placed while Lori Vallow Daybell was incarcerated at the Madison County Jail after the remains of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan were found buried on Chad Daybell's property. This was played in court yesterday for the first time. It's the first time it's been released in its entirety to the public. And it really shows, I think, the level of delusion, the level of, I hesitate to say depravity, because I think so much of this is utter religious-based delusion. Again, I am not insulting religions here. I am insulting the version of religion that Lori Vallow Daybell and Chad Daybell have bastardized for their own means or because of their own mental illness. I think that's the big thing in this trial, is this extreme mental illness, or is this very calculated moves of people doing horrible things in the name of religion to get what they want? Either way, they should be put away forever or taken off this earth, in my opinion. It's so fascinating to hear the level in which someone is almost playing pretend, but I think they believe they are playing pretend. They believe pretend is real. They don't know they're playing that role in this game of life. Here is that phone call in its entirety. This is from the courtroom, so I apologize. There is some background noise from the actual courtroom. We did our best to try and clean up the audio for you a little bit, removing white noise and things of that nature so it can be heard a little bit better, but you will hear some shuffling of papers and such while you listen to this. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You think you can hide from me? Probably because you murdered my siblings. That's probably why he's hugging you. Maybe you should understand.
I didn't. I'm sorry that you found that way.
You didn't do anything, right? Mom, I have prayed for you in my worst moments. I have prayed for my siblings who swore to me were okay. I thought I could trust you. I thought that you were a completely different person. I don't know a murderous mother.
You can make judgments when you aren't there and you don't know what happened.
How what happened?
Everyone's making their own judgments.
Mom, you've been shoving BS on my throat for a very long time. I'm gonna talk to you.
You can be mad.
Sweet. Hey, listen to me. I'm not mad. Listen to me. Fine, listen to me. I sat there and prayed. I can't tell you the amount of pain that I have felt from your decisions. In Jesus Christ's name, it kills me to watch you sit here and tell me this is a trial. It kills me to watch you take the victims out and say that this shouldn't have happened to you. When you are telling me that Chad Daybell came into your life, and all of a sudden, everything changes. I'm talking about my spirit feels this. I'm great. I trusted you. I gave you every chance I could pass my limitations as a human being. I pushed past all of everything to try to get to you. Help my own mother. lied to me, specifically to me, more times than I can count. To know that they're gone, and you knew, and my phone's being texted by my little sister, who's not even alive, my little brother, who's the sweetest little kid ever, for what purpose? Can you tell me this is God's will for my whole family, including my stepfather, to be dead? After everything that you try to tell me, you can tell me right now that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, is on your side. You tell me that with all conviction in your heart, that Jesus Christ is on your side. Please.
I can't tell you that.
Say it. Say his name. Say that he told you. And you followed him like exactness. Because I have prayed for you. I sat there and tried my best to forgive you and Chad and Alex. And I was deceived. And I was broken by my own mother. What are you doing? What are you doing? I prayed to Heavenly Father, and I said, you tell me, Father.
Your wife has all made instructions. They think they know what happened. They think
I don't care about other people.
They think they know.
Do you know that you told me?
Everything.
Do you know that you told me?
You weren't there. So you...
You're right. I wasn't there. I was kept
in the back. And one day, you will know.
Murder.
One day,
murder.
You will know what actually happened.
You're right. You know what?
And we all will stand there.
Everything.
We will.
He will convict the people who act in his name with pure blasphemy. This is funny. You're laughing like this is funny. How come your camera's on? You don't want to look at me in the eye? I can't even look at me. It's
can
just
I
you and me.
I'm your house alone. I love you. Always will. One day you will see and one day you will understand.
Go ahead and hang
I
up.
Do love
yeah,
you.
That works great. You hang up?
I don't have anything else to say. You obviously don't know. You weren't there. You weren't there. Summer wasn't there. My mom wasn't there. The police weren't there. The FBI weren't there.
Your
Nobody
mom wasn't there.
Nobody was there.
Kylie and JJ mom.
Yeah, and guess what? They know. They know exactly what happened.
Backyard.
And they love me. And we are still together forever. They love me, and they are fine, and they do know the truth, and I know the truth. And we're the only people that do. So you can judge me for me all day long. Go ahead and judge me. The whole world has. The whole world has judged me.
Listen to me.
They don't know, and you don't know. You know what I've been through, and you don't even give a crap what they've been through. Nobody does. Except for me. I'm the one that knows. I am the one that was in the hospital with Kylie for hundreds of days watching her suffer. I am the one that was there doing everything with JJ every day. I was the one who did it all these years.
You did it all to throw it in the garbage. They're not.
You don't know what happened. You don't get what happened.
It freaking matter what happened if they're buried in your new husband's backyard. Tell me that matters what happened. You tell me that you did this in Jesus' name, Mom. I have to hear that out of you. You believe it and you are not afraid. Every witness of Christ will scream his name when he comes back. So you are that person.
I am that person. And he will come back. Oh, yeah, no, because that's what it is.
Okay.
You don't even know. You weren't even
when
there.
I see you in October, when I see you outside in October, what did you tell me? What did you tell me? What lies did you feed me? Why would you lie to me if you were so... If you're with the Lord, and you see me, and I'm just talking purely to you, and you've seen Jesus Christ, where's the fear? Why wouldn't you tell me something? Why were you afraid? Why is everyone against you? Why is everything against my mom?
You can be against me all you want. One day, we will all stand there with Jesus. We will all stand there with Jesus, and you will know the truth of everything. Not for me.
You're telling me that this was all done in light. Say it. Tell me that this was done in Jesus' name.
You don't know what happened.
Why? Why don't I know, Mom? Oh, because I was kept in the dark to protect me? You know who needed protecting? My little dead siblings. That's who needed protecting, Mom. This.
Where were you?
Is not
a... that. That what you think you did?
You ran.
I had a friend too.
A month later, you ran away. I never wanted you guys to leave. I would have taken those kids in one second. I would bring them into my home, and I would have taken care of them. That's not even a question to me.
Yeah, everybody says
you can't
that.
Say that you know.
Everybody says that.
Says it now? Where was my offer?
I'm saying I did everything for them.
For me, I had your Griffin run away together in Hawaii? How about that? If you would have offered me, you would have known. You cannot sit here and lie.
That's not everything. That is not the truth. Okay? That's what people are thinking.
They were murdered,
they're assuming.
And you walk away. So when
no, 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 you don't know that.
So
no, that is not what happened. That is
what
happened.
You tell me what happened. If you can tell me what happened, then I don't care. If you can actually explain it, then it's different.
I would love
but you
to
can't.
Talk to you about it.
Mom, you've been saying that you've been wanting to tell me for a very long time, and you never say it. You have no idea how much pain I have felt in my body. I feel like I could die. My own mom. My siblings and my whole family, my dad, are everyone is gone except for you, and you're in jail because of it. I have prayed to Heavenly Father Himself and asked Him to help me survive this. Do you understand the freaking earthquake that has been caused? Do you know how many people are hurt and broken now? And you're telling me that there's a reason? Why are you following Chad down the rabbit hole, Mom? Why would you follow anybody that is not good? How can you follow someone that cannot lead you to salvation in Jesus, Mom? You can't lie to me anymore. You can't pretend anymore. You can't hide anymore. If you want to tell me what happened, I called you for that very reason. You had enough condemnation for the whole time in eternity, but you're telling me that you're going to stand in front of Jesus Christ and you're going to be fine. Then I'm still praying for you. I am still praying for you. I don't know where the lies and all these things are written. I don't see it. I never have. The light of Jesus Christ is the most powerful thing that's ever lived. It's the most loving, embracing thing that has ever happened to this world. And I pray that you see Him and fall into His grace. I pray every day. I pray no matter how mad I am at you, no matter how bad I want to hit your husband in the face with a shovel, I pray for you. I pray for him. You ripped my heart out. You ripped out everyone in the family's heart out. I'm going to be in Idaho this week. You need to look me in my eye, Mom. Look me in my eye.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That right there is an example of mental illness gone wild. This is someone who is not there anymore. They'd probably call it possessed. We'll just go with mentally ill. Not everything is from a demon. Disturbing. If you like the podcast, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.